Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. A South Dakota man is the world champion saddle bronc rider. Chad Furley of Ulrichs claimed the honor Saturday night at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. This is his second world championship. He also won in 2006, and Chad Furley joins us on the line. Welcome to the program, and congratulations on the title.
Thank you.
Did this year's win feel any different from 2006?
Oh, back in 2006, I guess it was my first time to the NFR, so I was just having a real good time and winning money. So at the end of that one, when I got the gold buckle, I was extremely happy, but hadn't really known for sure what it took to, you know, really get that buckle. And then 7 years later to get another one, I know for sure what it takes, and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of dedication and a lot of work to get it, and yeah, it feels great to get another one.
Well, why do you think it took 7 years between wins?
Oh, just probably a combination of things. You know, I've been hurt a few times in between there. I've had a couple of decent finals since then, but nothing real good, you know. Yeah, kind of, there's a lot of combinations. Got to draw a lot of good horses and ride good while you're doing it.
On Saturday, were you lucky, or did things just happen to fall in place, or were you just really on your game on Saturday?
Oh, Saturday I was just trying to make a good ride. You know, I knew I had a good horse. I was making sure I got him marked out good and just try to make a good ride and just let all the chips fall into place. That was pretty much all I was worried about.
For those who aren't familiar with rodeo, what is saddle bronc riding? How would you describe that?
Oh, you just got a association bronc saddle, I guess, that they're kind of, you know, they're measured out to all be close to the same, you know, no saddle horn or nothing, and you got stirrups and saddle and just the buck rein, I guess.
And what are the biggest challenges for saddle bronc riding?
Oh, it might be one of the hardest events to master, I guess, out of all the events, because there's so many things to think of, and you got to, I mean, you're doing it in the saddle with stirrups. You got timing. You got to lift on your rein. You got to get them marked out. It's probably one of the tougher events to master anyway, as far as taking for a while. But after you get it figured out, it's kind of like riding a bike.
Do you ride different horses in every competition?
Yeah, there's different stock contractors out there that provide the horses for different rodeos. You know, they bid on whether they're going to get that rodeo, and there's lots of different contractors out there. So every rodeo we go to, probably got a different set of horses at it.
How often or how frequently are you riding the same horse, or is it always a different horse?
No, it's not always a different horse. A lot of times you'll draw the same horse. From week to week, that contractor, he'll just move down the road to a different rodeo, which will most likely enter that rodeo too. So a lot of times you'll end up with the same horse, but a lot of times you'll end up with a new one, a younger horse that you've never been on before.
When you have that newer horse, do you have to, have you at this point in your career, you've learned to sort of read the horse?
Well, you kind of figure out some tricks on them, you know. Just I guess it's just basically all instincts. You got that horse you don't know, try to get a hold of somebody that maybe has been on it before so they can tell you what it does or what you need to do. But otherwise, if you've been on thousands of head of horses, you kind of get an instinct for, you know, which way they're going and what they're doing.
For saddle bronc riding, is it sort of a competition between you and the horse?
Yep, that's mostly how we consider it anyway. Just we're just out there to try to do our best against the animal we have. You know, all of us that are riding together, we're all good friends. We hang out together, we're buddies, you know, so we just kind of more consider it. We're just riding against the horse, and whoever ends up with the best horse and the best ride will win.
Now, how did you get involved with saddle bronc riding?
Oh, my dad rode some saddle broncs when he was younger, and I had the, oh, I guess I did some team roping and stuff in high school for a while, but dad had a bronc saddle already and everything there, so just kind of wasn't ever too good at the old team roping, so I decided maybe I'd just try the saddle bronc since I had a saddle and everything there.
And how long did it take you, do you think, before you felt like you were really, really good at it, that this was an event that you really could shine at?
Well, I had a good friend of mine, Lloyd Twist, who owned some bucking horses. He loaned me a couple of horses, and I just got on one summer and just down at our local arena, I'd get on every night we roped, which was three nights a week. I'd get on two bucking horse three nights a week, and it probably took all summer and then some before I really got to staying on them, and then it was probably a good 2 years into it before I really felt very confident about it.
Now, I read that South Dakota native and five-time saddle bronc champion Billy Edbauer, who's been on this program before, he said he's your idol. Did you learn anything from him?
Billy taught me a lot about just being, mostly about just, you know, never getting down on yourself and things like that. You know, he'd just always do his job. If he'd get bucked off, it didn't really bother him. He'd go back and win the next day and just things like that. Billy was good at showing a guy how to handle himself and things like that, and for just being an all-around just good guy. He's a great guy. I was pretty honored to them years get to ride in the NFR against him.
Now, South Dakota has a long tradition of saddle bronc champions, including Billy Edbauer and his brother. There's Casey Tibbs. What does it mean for you, Chad Furley, to be a part of that those South Dakota rodeo legends?
There's a lot of great bronc riders that have come from South Dakota, and I mean, you got Tom Reeves, Red Lemmel, T.C. Holloway, Casey Tibbs, Billy Edbauer, all the Edbauer brothers, as a matter of fact, and it's nuts being able to be in a category with them guys. Them are the ones I grew up watching, so it's pretty awesome that I get to be in somewhat in that category, and it just makes my day, I guess.
Why do you think South Dakota has produced so many champion saddle bronc riders?
Well, I think a lot of it helps that we've got a lot of good stock contractors, you know, in South Dakota. You got the Corcos, the Suttons, you got a bunch of guys that have produced good horses that go to the NFR every year, you know, and we got the chance to get on them NFR horses just in our little circuit rodeos, and I think that really helps a lot. And other than that, we had lots of good teachers.
Now, how do you balance saddle bronc riding, attending rodeos? How do you balance that with your regular day-to-day work?
Well, sometimes it gets a little tough, I guess. Mm-hmm. You got to kind of choose once in a while, but bronc riding's more kind of a secondary to me anymore, because I got my wife and my family at home and got the family ranch. But I know when I got to go bronc riding and when I can stay home. My brother and my mother take care of the place when I'm gone, so I can take off kind of when I need to, and unless something serious comes up at home. So I just kind of play it by ear and go from there.
So how often are you out on competing in events?
Oh, I think I probably I'm pretty sure I entered about 60 rodeos this year or something, and then that doesn't count like the non-sanctioned ones like Calgary Stampede and stuff. So I'm gone probably over 200 days a year.
Is there a winter rodeo season?
Oh yeah, yep. I just entered Denver yesterday. It'll start here in January and go to Denver, Rapid City, San Antonio, Fort Worth, all them. There's plenty of rodeos to go to in the winter.
Give us an idea of what it's like to be on the horse when you're saddle bronc riding. This is something that very few people have done. I'm just wondering what's that like? What does it feel like?
Oh, it's hard to explain. You kind of got to do it to understand it, and it takes a couple of years before, when you first start, it's just kind of all a blur, you know, you just kind of black out, you're not sure what happened, but it's a huge adrenaline rush. About the only way I can put it, be about like first time you ever got on the world's biggest roller coaster or something, you know.
So the first few times, I imagine, when you're just getting used to this, rather scary?
Oh yeah, yep, you get pretty nervous, get a little scared, all that comes into play, but you just kind of gotta gut it out. If it's what you want to do, you just gotta stick to your guns and just try hard.
And how often are you getting hurt? It seems like this is one of the more dangerous rodeo events.
Yeah, I've been pretty fortunate this summer or this last summer and during the finals, you know, just got sore up a little bit a few times, but other than that, I've come out of it pretty good.
the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. I understand that the finals are moving next year to Florida. Have you heard anything about that? And I'm just wondering what if that really will make much of a difference.
Oh, I've heard a little bit about it, but it won't be next year. Next year it will still be held in Las Vegas. It'll be for the 2015 season, and it's still not even for... It's not a positive deal. They're still working things out. They could come back and do a counter offer. You know, it's just nobody knows for sure yet what's going to happen. But for next year, it'll still be in Las Vegas.